Dog's Breath moved in for the kill with a few breath-quenching jabs to the stomach. "Oh, for Thor's sake, hiccup!" yelled Gobber in exasperation. "You're fighting like an infant. You're not going to get anywhere by lying on the floor groaning. Bite him on the ankle or something!"
"He's useless!" crowed Snotlout gleefully. "Hiccup the useless, didn't I tell you? All that dragon killing last month was just a fluke. Useless! Useless! Useless!"
Boys are very fickle. Hiccup's popularity vanished on the spot. They started chanting, "Useless! Useless! Useless!" The dragons joined in eagerly.
"Scratch his eyes out!"
screeched Brightclaw.
"Tear his wings off!" howled Fireworm.
Submit!
Moaned Toothless. With a snort of satisfaction, Dog's Breath threw away his own sword and got down to the business he really enjoyed, hand-to-hand combat. Dog's Breath was an artist in his own sweet way. He liked to get the feel of his victim's flesh in his bare hands, like a sculptor with his clay. Dog's Breath began by sitting on Hiccup to the huge cheers of the rest of the boys. He followed this by scrunching Hiccup's face into the deck and twisting his ear at the same time.
"Oh, suffering scallops," said Fishlegs, shutting his eyes. "I can't watch this. You can still do it, Hiccup," he shouted. "Use his body weight against him."
"And just how," inquired Hiccup out of one corner of his mashed mouth, "am I supposed to do that with him sitting on top of me?"
While everybody was concentrating on watching this massacre, Snotlout sneakily picked up Dog's Breath's sword and removed the wooden case.
"Submit! Submit! Submit!"
yelled Dog's Breath, gleefully bouncing up and down. "No," said Hiccup.
"Maybe Ickle Hiccup is going to start crying," crowed Snotlout.
"Useless! Useless! Useless!" chanted the boys.
Toothless emerged from beneath Wartyhog's bench. He looked left and right for any sign of Sea Slug. And there, only inches away, was Dog's Breath's gigantic quivering bottom. It was too tempting. Toothless unlocked his jaws as wide as they would go. As his name suggests, Toothless was entirely fang-free. But his hard little gums could slice through the shell of an oyster and crush the claws of a crab. He leapt forward and bit that wobbling rear end as hard as he could.
"Oh!"
howled Dog's Breath, letting go of Hiccup, who scrambled out of his way as quickly as he could. Now, Dog's Breath was really, really mad. He grabbed hold of his sword, not realising or caring that it no longer had a wooden case on it, and lunged wildly at Hiccup. Hiccup leapt out of the way, but the sharp point of the blade pierced his shirt and tore a neat slice out of it. "Uh-oh," said Hiccup, suddenly realising he was in big trouble. "Dog's Breath, your sword has lost its..." But Dog's Breath wasn't listening. He gave a roar of maddened fury and made a great slashing swipe at Hiccup's head.